Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. Welcome back into the limelight. And as usual, we have another extraordinary entrepreneur that I can't wait for you to meet, know, and love as much as I do. Before I do that, though, I want to make sure that you get over to clarissaburt.com. That is where In the Limelight Media lives. And you can watch every video, you can listen to every podcast. And don't forget, we've got our digital magazine over there. So In the Limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur with Iris Apfel on the cover. We've got a next drop in September, and it's going to be another extraordinary edition. Okay, with that. Oh, and don't forget, on the podcast, we're on Stitcher and we're on Spotify. So we have Pandora, we've got Inspired News Radio, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. There's no reason you can't find us. Okay, with that having been said, we're going to bring her on, the lady, the myth, and the legend. She is a host and a producer of her own show. She's got TV credits up the kazoo. She's also had an Emmy nomination. How exciting is that? She is also had an Addie Award, and her most recent television show, which I have watched and it's really fun, called The Prime Time. We're going to be talking about that. That was also an official selection, everybody, by the International Film Festival of Manhattan and Miami Webfest. Deborah Kay is a published editor, author, keynote speaker, business consultant. Oh my God, I told you she does everything. I'm just going to be quiet and bring her on. There she is.
Hey,
I'm so thrilled to have you on because I think that you and I in our lifetime, we've sort of walked down the same path on different sides of the street or different sides of the pond. Let's say I was in Europe for many years on television. You were doing the thing here. Love your story. I love what you're doing. And I really wanted to take a deeper dive with you right now onto this whole OTT platform that you've created called Well World TV. How cool, how exciting. And I wanted to where did the idea come from? And who are probably going to be the best people as hosts for your platform?
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me here. I was so excited to meet you and see everything that you have going on, and lots of good energy right here in this little quad that we're in. But to answer your question, it's, you know, you're right. I traveled the traditional media path. I don't know why, but somehow in my mid 40s, I all of a sudden decided I wanted to host my own TV shows. And when I thought about what would that be, it was really just traveling and uncover these really amazing stories of health and wellness that lie within different communities. Right. And so I did it. You know, I put together a demo reel. I pitched it to the OWN network. I pitched it to PBS, and PBS actually picked it up. And they're like, okay, you deliver that show, we'll broadcast it. So I'm like, oh crap, now I have to produce a TV show. You know? So I did. Yeah, that's one of those things where you're like, oh, wow, okay, I guess I have to produce a TV show now.
Right.
So yes, thank you so much for pointing out some of the different accolades that have happened. And those were all like signposts that said, you're on the right path, like you're doing the right thing.
Right.
You know, people were finding value in the content, but at the same time, it was taking so long and it's so expensive, and getting a network to even notice you is virtually impossible.
I know.
I was passing all these amazing people up that wanted to be in the show. And it was like, you know, I only have 4 segments and, you know, I'm sorry. And I just had to keep moving. And so I was like, what are the barriers? Like, what would keep somebody who has a level of brilliance and expertise from being able to up level and share their voice in a bigger way? And it was time, it was money, it was knowledge. And so I just held this dream that I would create my own network that would have little to no barriers and just help people get started. You know, so whether it's an acupuncturist, an anti-aging doctor, a Reiki master, a real estate agent, if they have a fun, inspirational, educational message, I wanted to create a space for them.
When, how long ago did you turn the lights on with Well World, and how many hosts do you have now?
So we're in an interesting phase. So as an entrepreneur, you know, you have to go from vision and creativity to bringing something to life, because you can only talk about your concept for so long. So it's just been about a year that the first website went live, and that's it, wellworld.tv. And I had about 10 early adopter hosts, which is content creators. So those were people that had joined me in a variety of ways, and they were starting to share their content. And at that point, it was just social, you know, and at that point, I didn't have any followers either. So it was like, sure, you know, I had like no pricing problem. You know, it's like, this is so cheap, you can't say no.
So as if you didn't have enough to do, because I know that that's a massive undertaking. Believe me, I started a year ago too. I'm on my sixth magazine. I've got 60 videos and podcasts. And, you know, we're all over the place over here as well. But as if you didn't have enough to do, you decided, oh, you know, I think I'll just throw in my own TV show. Why not? It sounds like a good idea, which is another more than full-time job. It's called The Prime Time. And you do that with is it Lindsay?
Yeah, Lindsay Martinez, who is
you got down in South Florida. Are you
She's
two
adorable? She was so cute.
When you pushed her in the pool, I was like, oh my God, are they still frozen? I was like, oh, okay, all right. Well, I don't know. Maybe Harry, it was the end of the workday and he didn't need hair and makeup anymore, because she went right in. That was funny.
She went right in.
What was the idea behind, you know, The Prime Time? Why was that such an important market to go for after? I know you say between 45 and 70, that kind of, we're talking about baby boomers, but not only.
Yeah, well, definitely the Gen Xers. I'm a Gen X, so I'm right up in that. There's something that happens when you turn 50, and there's kind of society's view, and then there's what we know after we turn 50.
Right.
And sometimes people have that perception, especially if they're younger, that, you know, oh boy, once you hit 50, it's all downhill from there. I know at 50, I was smarter, I was wiser, I found my voice, I didn't put up with angels anymore. You know, it was like,
secret. It really is like the best. And I'll tell you, something happens when you turn 62, but we'll have that conversation when once you get there.
You do not look 60.
I'm 61.
Wow, you look amazing. Wow.
That was the right answer. You are now my new best friend.
I know. I'm literally shocked.
Okay. Tell me about how Well World TV is different than any other network, OTT, traditional. How does it look and feel different?
Well, I always tell people I built the network backwards. So I started my experience in traditional television, and then I moved into the OTT space, which is what you mentioned earlier. And then there's social distribution. So the good news for anybody watching or listening to this episode, if you hold that passion to create good quality content, it doesn't have to be television quality. There is a home for you. So whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn is now letting people do video.
Yeah.
You know, there's tons of places online. And then the middle of it is all those smart televisions, Roku TV, Apple TV, Fire TV. People are bypassing their traditional cable networks and seeking out lifestyle content. They want health and wellness, inspiration, fun, education, travel, all that, you know, clothing, beauty. And so they are bypassing cable, and there is a space for that. So you can have your own series on Roku television, like no problem.
Right.
So that's kind of the beauty of our network, is we distribute where people are comfortable and where they want to distribute.
Exactly. And I think that there are a lot of people out there who think, oh, I could just never do something. I could never. And really, it's you know, first of all, we all know that video is where it's at right now. It's just like popping all over the place. And it really isn't that hard, everybody. I mean, to have your own show. And I know that you walk down the path of helping people on board and you know, learn how to be in front of a camera, do the right thing. I know you're doing a boot camp. Tell us a little bit more about how you're going to help train potential and eventual hosts that want to be on the show, want to be on your platform.
I call the boot camp my pandemic baby, because a lot of us had to, you know, kind of course correct a little bit when we got shut in. So traditional production came to a halt. And that was when we really opened the gateway to social distribution. And I was like, you know, a lot of the people that I'm having conversations with, they don't know how to do a lot of this stuff. So I created a 4-week boot camp that A to Z is going to walk somebody through what I consider to be the phases of modern video production. And the first phase is not maybe what you would think, but I tell my hosts, let's make a difference, but let's make a profit. Because if you're going to take the time and energy and resource to build video, figure out a way that it's going to invite the viewer to take action to work with you in some capacity. So right. The first phase is about strategy and profit. You know, like, how are we going to create the content so that it has the closest runway to your coaching programs or your fitness programs or your brick and mortar facility? Like, make sure you're putting that video to use, but don't make it a commercial. It has to be interesting and educational to the viewer, or they're going to check out. So they will learn that is very core, because I want my content creators to be selling their products and services, because that means the world's getting better.
Right.
So, and then we go through the traditional lighting, on-camera skills, speaking, interview skills.
Or is it all recorded, or is it live right then and there?
It is live. There's a couple sessions that are pre-recorded, but 75% of the entire boot camp, I'm facilitating it. My creative director, Laura Saltman, is there, and it is live in the moment.
When is it starting?
So it's starting August 11th, and the classes are on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:15 Eastern time. And we are signing up people as we speak. So we always like to have about 6 to 10 attendees, so that it's not, you know, it's very personalized, because we are doing one-on-one coaching with their videos.
Right.
And I was just going to say, our objective is to get them to where they graduate with 5 videos. So we will task them to build their in-home studio. We'll walk them through their series and segment development, and then they push the record button and start making their own videos.
Wow. So you've been so kind of, you're going to be offering a discount for the In the Limelight listeners and watchers, our audience. Would you like to tell them what that is?
Yes. So we are offering an early bird special. So if you register... actually, I'm going to extend it to you till the, I'll take it through all the way to the start of the camp. So I'm going to have to just enter early bird, and it'll take $300 off your entrance fee.
Wow.
And then, you know, for those who join as a host afterwards, that will apply towards their host fees.
So there you go, everybody. On the ticker underneath, you can see it. It's bootcamp.wellworld.tv. You're going to want to get over there. And again, with the early bird into a coupon code or some sort of thing, put it right in there, early bird, and you will get $300 off, all of you In the Limelight followers. Well, that's so awesome and so generous of you. Thanks so much for that. I know that is really, that's totally great. Awesome. A couple more questions for you. You know, I'm over here, as you do too, we talk to entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and people that are really trying to get the word out about their business, promote their business, and, you know, get the whole publicity machine around. You know, it's a full-time job, let's be honest, you know, just like everything else in entrepreneurialism is. What are some of the key pieces of advice that you might want to give to somebody that wants to start now with their own, you know, their own show, or into their own business right now, especially in these times?
Well, I've been a seasoned entrepreneur since 2007. So I left a, you know, high level corporate position. And so one of the tips I would give people that are feeling like, you know, I'm really tired of working for the man, I want to go do my own thing, is I kind of hedged my bets. So I definitely paid off my credit card. I made sure that I could live very conservatively, because you want to, when you make that leap, you want to make sure you have a certain level of security, and there's not too much pressure on you to like make income right out of the gate, because asking a brand new business to support itself, support its growth, and support you is a big ask, and it's actually unfair. I almost view it as being unfair to the new business. And so there's nothing worse than financial fear. and it can make people crazy. So the more that you can pad that path to ensure that, you know, you're not putting too much pressure on your new business, the better your leap will go. And that's really, that helped me navigate my early phases of some of the startups.
Right. As far as up-leveling, you know, video use and to people in order to get out their message, you say that there are four phases that one moves through. What are the four phases?
Well, they are the one I mentioned before, which is really getting clear on your passion and your purpose, but aligning that to strategy and your profit plan. So a lot of times we just create content to get it out there, like, oh my God, I'm so excited about this topic. And so we just start creating content. But if that's not aligned with what people are actually searching for and some sort of return on investment plan, then it's like having ADD with your video content. So that's really the first phase. The second one is, you know, it is important to sweat the small stuff. So if you have bad audio, people are going to walk out of your video. If your lighting is horrible, if your makeup is bad, you know, it's like you want to be your best on camera. So there's all these little logistical pieces that are important. And then, you know, third, all the equipment. So people get confused on mics and lights and cameras and all that sort of stuff. You teach them that. And then finally, where does this go? Where? What's the distribution plan for my content once I'm done with it?
Right, right. So I think are we able to talk about the collaboration that you have with another platform?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So I know that, you know, Well World, I believe, is starting to collaborate with Blue TV.
Yes.
I didn't know if that was a secret or not, if we could get that out there. So that's really huge. I mean, this is even more distribution. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so Glued TV, which is GLEWED, Glued TV, they're already established in the OTT space. So you could view them as similar to a Netflix, a Hulu. They're just not as well, you know, they're not in the multi-million dollar followers yet. Right. But they have a full team and they have thousands of hours of great content. So that is a network that you can download on your smart TV. So you can go find Glued TV, download it. And then my hosts, because I have an agreement with them, they have a certain number of pieces of content, certain quality, can have a channel in that space. And they're already installed in about 2.5 to 4 million homes. So that's
right.
For somebody who, you know, wants to begin that to become a TV superstar.
Right. How many hosts did you say you now have, and do you want to cap it off at a certain number, or is Well World TV open for business?
Yeah, so we are open for business. I'm redoing the new website as we speak. It's becoming very DIY, almost like YouTube on the back end, where hosts can go in and upload their episodes and their series. Right. Moving through the test phase that's going to launch in 2 weeks. And with that new site, there will be a total of about 23 total hosts that have joined us to start to share their content. And we have a shaman. I have a medical grade yoga teacher. I have an anti-aging doctor. I have a chiropractor. I have a meditation teacher. It's just all over the board types of content that I'm going to launch.
That is extraordinary. So not only Well World TV, Living Well on its own, is now off with Glued TV. So you've partnered there. And that's exciting. That's really cool. So Echo Trail Trekker is coming up in January 2021. I know you wanted to tell us more about that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's interesting because a lot of events, you know, shut down first half of this year, potentially through the rest of the year. So these events are really trying to figure out when are they going to reopen. So some of the conversations I've been having with events is you need to create a virtual component to the in-person event that you're doing, because when you're taking sponsorships and you're getting money from vendors or sponsors, if you don't have people show up because they're afraid,
it's a big problem.
That's a big problem. And now you're dealing with angry sponsors. So I'm working with certain events, Eco Trail Trekkers One, to create interview shows with their sponsors, VIP sort of engagement, a virtual component, live streaming component, so that there's a balance to these in-person plus virtual events.
Right. So that's exciting. That's coming up in January. And do you know if you don't know yet, but it's happening, it might be virtual or it's in person?
It is an in-person event. It's been rescheduled for January in Florida.
Right.
We're still kind of, you know, we're not 100% sure yet. So,
right. Okay. Awesome. Don't forget, everybody, the ticker bootcamp.wellworld.tv. Get on over there. And with early bird in the coupon code, you get $300 off. I wanted to let everybody know also where they can find you on social. Wellworld TV on YouTube. Same thing on Facebook and same thing on Instagram. Did I miss anything?
I got that right. Everything is at Wellworld TV.
You did get that right.
Doesn't always work out that way.
Last question I love to ask everybody is this one. As an entrepreneur, and again, you can't say marriage or kids, but as an entrepreneur, what would you say, because I think I kind of know the answer, would have been up until now your crowning moment?
My crowning moment? Wow. I would say a dream that I held forever was to tell the story in one of my TV shows of the founding of the spa industry. And me and my crew traveled to Rancho La Puerta to tell that story. And I had a person previously tell me, why are you even doing that? Nobody's interested. Like, that's so, you know, to them, it was so boring.
Right.
And that was the segment that was nominated for an Emmy Award. And so if I had listened to that other person or that voice of criticism,
right,
and not my gut and my instinct and my entrepreneurial spirit, which said, yes, I am going to forge ahead and do this, I wouldn't have been nominated for that award. So I think that is one of my crowning moments.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today, everybody. That is Deborah Kay from Wellworld TV. We are going to see you again very soon. Again, YouTube and clarissabert.com. Get on over there. You can see everything we're doing. Thanks again, Deborah. Don't go away. I will be talking to you on the other side.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital digital version, you can find it on Amazon.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.